Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Allow Love Show. Yippee, we're on our way. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. It's a different person every time. It's over 100 beings so far over his career. We get no advance notice, and so it's a wonderful surprise for us as well as for you. We will take questions in the order of call-in, and our engineer is very good about letting me know when there's a caller waiting. Let me give you numbers, because if you're on a listen-only number, and there's two of those on the website, then you can't ask a question. You have to call different numbers in order to ask a question. And we welcome your questions, just we can't take them on a listen-only line. The toll-free number for questions is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And there's an alternate number in case that number is busy, which happens occasionally, and that is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. We welcome you, and we love for you to pass on the email that I send out to your close friends and so forth who might be interested in what we're doing here. So I think we're ready. Here we go.
Hello, dear.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
And this is?
Long time no talk. This is Merlin.
Oh, Merlin. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Merlin, for being here.
You are welcome. My pleasure.
I'm so delighted. Oh, this is a real treat. They all are, but Merlin's special to me. So I understand we have a caller. Do we have a caller waiting? Someone who called in a couple of minutes ago? Barb, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. Is it Merlin?
It is I.
Well, good evening, Merlin.
Thank you.
I would like to know what is actually going on with Hillary and Bernie Sanders, and will she be taken out in some way or whatever, and what will Bernie do?
Dear one, since you ask, there is not going to be elections as usual this year. So none of those people you mentioned are going to possibly be on a ballot as usual. So no worries about that.
What kind of election shall we have? Will we be on the new republic, the Constitution?
It's going to be a fair election, and it's going to be probably after the time of the normal, what you're used to, election.
So that could be December or January?
It could be late November.
Late November. Okay. And who will be the new president?
Not going to go there, dear.
Not to go there. And France, what is happening and will it happen here? I hear there has been 75 or more people killed. When will this stop?
Dear one, those of the dark side who have been in control of this planet for yay, these many centuries, are losing. But they're not going out without a bang, shall we say. So they are making false events, false flags, if you will, to spread fear in the world. That's the whole purpose. That's what they're doing.
Spread fear.
Yes, spread fear.
When will we receive the revalue money? And as most of us are getting so tired of waiting, I for myself, 16 years.
Before year end, dear one.
Excuse me, Merlin, I didn't hear you.
Before the end of the year.
Okay. And is the bond market affecting the derivatives? I hear that the bond market is going down and down and down, and it's going to be a mess.
There is fallout from the financial changes that are occurring, and that's one of them.
Will the stock market just flip out? Will it go cuckoo?
It is not going to be allowed to go, as you say, cuckoo. Is it going negative a little bit from where it's been? Yes.
Okay. Again, I asked Beth Merlin, do you see me moving to Illinois?
I do indeed.
Is it still within 2 to 3 months this year, before 2017?
Before 2017 is correct.
And I'm still waiting to meet that special man, and it's getting near the end of July. It's getting close.
Well, do me a favor. Don't wait. Allow. Waiting only begets waiting, dear one. You have to allow it.
How do I allow it?
Intend that you're allowing it to occur.
Merlin, I don't understand.
You don't understand. Okay. I don't want you to wait, because waiting only begets more waiting. What's needed is allowing. That's an opening. It's a possibility. Okay? So you need a possibility for this occurring. Does that make sense to you?
I need a possibility.
Yes, you need to allow the possibility that this will occur.
Well, how do I tell myself that?
Just that way. Just quite simply, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm allowing him to come into my life?
Please, if you want him there.
Some days I would like it, and some days I wouldn't.
Well, that's going to be rather confusing for the universe. Don't you think?
Well, I don't like to be lonely, especially on weekends, but I would like to do some things, like, you know, shows and plays and doing things. I mean, so I'm supposed to allow this to happen.
Yes. But if you're of two minds, if you want it and you don't want it, that's going to slow it down considerably, dear.
So it may not be here. It may be in Illinois.
What's important is you decide what you want and go for that.
Okay.
Yes.
I know what I want. I know what he has to look like, and I know what he likes to do, the things he likes to do. And I do know that.
Good.
So then it's possible for this to occur.
Yes, it is. But you have to keep that possibility open. You. No one else. You.
Okay. And one more. Can you feel my son John coming in tonight, Merlin?
Actually, dear one, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Do you happen to see my former husband, Al, coming in?
By coming in, you mean what?
From the spiritual realm, coming to visit, coming to say something to you, Merlin, to give to me a message.
Oh, okay. I don't see that happening, dear one.
And you don't see that happening with John?
No.
No. Do you think it ever could happen?
There's a possibility, yes.
All right. I guess those are all the questions I have for you tonight, Merlin. I thank you very much. And
Do me a favor, dear one. Do me a favor, would you? Would you?
Yes.
Go dance in the moon. Go dance in the moonlight.
Dance in the moonlight?
Yes.
Somebody's laughing, and I think it's funny. How? Where do I dance? There's no moon out tonight.
You can find the moon.
Oh, dear. Oh, Merlin.
Yes.
How do I find the moon?
Look up.
But it's dark out tonight.
It should be easy then to find the moon, shouldn't it?
How can you see a moon if it's not out there?
It is out there.
All right. After this call, I will go out on the porch and look for the moon.
Okay.
I hope it's there.
I hope that you dance to it.
Okay. Okay, Merlin, I will.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay.
Okay, I guess. Okay, Mary.
I was the one laughing, okay?
I know. I could tell. Maybe you should dance in the moonlight tonight.
Well, I might do that, except right now we have clouds and the potential for rain, which is unusual here. But I know the moon is up there because it's... I think it's past quarter and going for full. I think it's been increasing as I remember. So we'll see. But it's up there no matter whether there's clouds or not.
How are you in Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Okay. Okay, Barb. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Thea, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Barbara? Hello, dear one.
Hi. Hi, Merlin. Barbara, the moon will be towards the southwest, and it's more than a half full. And just go outside and tap your toes. So one of the questions I have is about what Corey Goody said, how several spacecraft left the Antarctica with humans on board, the cabal type. They were trying to leave the planet, and they were turned back. So my question is, once later on, how long ever it is, 6 months, a year, are those cabal people hiding in the Antarctica, or are they going to be brought out from there and go to trial for what they've done?
Many of them, dear one, will simply be taken from the planet to elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay. Curious about that. I forgot my other question. But on a personal note, I am determined to be moving to France. Will it be before the end of 2016, let's say September or October?
Let's say December 7th.
Oh. Okay. In 1976, I had major changes happening starting on September 2nd all the way through November 2nd. So I was thinking maybe by then. So I'm hearing that Francois will wait for me through December.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Well, if I remember, pardon?
You're welcome.
And thank you for being here. I always enjoy when you're on. You have such great humor. So when I think of my other question, a general question, I'll call back in. And I hope Barbara finds the moon.
You sure it's not a question about a lieutenant?
What lieutenant?
Well, you were talking about a general.
It's going over my head, so I don't know. Hey, it's going over my head. I'm not getting it.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to.
Now I'm curious. Can you elaborate?
You said you had a general question, and I was making a play on general.
Oh, I thought military. Military background for me, so that's where I went, a lieutenant, a colonel. Okay, and I'm very gullible, so I'm glad I got you to laugh.
Okay.
Okay, love you very much, and thank you for coming to us tonight.
Blessings, dear one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea. It was awesome.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. Okay, welcome, Carol. We have Carol.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. On last week's call, I have connective tissue disease, and on last week's call, I was told I needed a different modality. So somebody sent me this article about neurogenic thoracic outlet problems and double crush syndrome and neural compression of the brachial plexus. So would these modalities be beneficial to me?
Beneficial, yes. Are there better possibilities? Yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, let me have Mary tell you about the guy who has the machine that fixes,
yes,
30 million problems.
Yes, it's still on order, Carol, and I've got you on my list to let you know. It shouldn't be too much longer. Okay.
Great. I'm very delighted to hear that. So in the meantime, should I just not pursue this type of modality?
In the meantime, I want you to see it yourself healed.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want.
All right.
Will you give me that, dear one?
I will.
Thank you.
I've been told that my problem is that I don't think I can heal, so I can't. Because of that, I can't forgive myself. And I have this lady working with me on those issues.
Do you have a question about that?
Is she helping me? She's helping me with opening up my consciousness.
Yes, yeah, she's helping. Not a great deal, but it is positive.
Okay. So I'm just going to have to hold out for the, I always call it the little black box. I don't know why. But I'm just going to have to hold out for that, right?
You're going to see yourself healed, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I just visualize my body as being whole and healthy.
And well.
And well.
Yes, please.
All right. I guess that is all of my questions. I thank you very, very much.
You're very, very welcome, dear one.
Blessings. And thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Carol. Blessings to you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me take a quick break here and give numbers again. Tonight we are honored with the presence of Merlin, who's answering questions. If you're on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a line where you can actually talk to us. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And if that line should be busy for any reason, there's another number. That is 323-744-4831. We also do private appointments of individuals, couples, and groups. If you want to schedule that, the number to call would be 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488. And we are talking with Merlin tonight. And
there are those of you out there who need to call. I want to hear from you.
Merlin knows who's listening. Okay, don't freak out. He's on your side. But some of you need to call in. We have wonderful regular callers, but there's others that have questions, and we welcome you to call in, okay? So, in the meantime,
let me talk about what I want to talk about.
Oh, good.
There are those of you out there who are manifesting, busily manifesting what you want in your life. But may I observe that most of you forget the one crucial ingredient, magic. Isn't that right, Mary?
Absolutely. Magic is awesome, and I'm learning so much from Merlin about how to do it and the value and what can actually be accomplished. Magic is part of manifestation. He's taught me that the most important part of that is intent and then conviction that it can come about. So that way it opens the door for the magic to take place. And it doesn't matter if it's something big or something small. Whatever it is that you really want and intend to create, put it out. Buy into it. Open. Be open to it happening.
And know that it is possible.
Absolutely. One of the things I've learned here is that this so-called reality we live in is really silly putty. And you can have it any way you want. It really is silly putty. There are alternate versions of Earth and a so-called reality going on right now. You can align with the version of Earth that you want to be part of, that maybe includes abundance, love, relationship, happy family situations, whatever it is that is important to you. Okay?
Fulfillment.
Joy.
Smiling.
Yes.
Playing. Yes, you can have those.
Rod's been doing something cute with people that, you know, just come into our lives briefly, like a waiter or waitress or a teller at the bank or just, you know, anybody like that that's just a quick pass-through person. And he's suggesting to them that he'd like three smiles. And it always brings a smile. Once they get it, sometimes it's a deer in the headlights look. And then they get it, and they always come across with a smile, and it lifts the vibrations of that moment there in that place hugely. It's so cute. I'm so proud of him for doing this.
Whose idea do you think that was?
I think that was Merlin's idea.
Indeed it was.
Merlin is full of good ideas. I can absolutely attest to that.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, so we had another question that was suggested to be asked tonight. Actually, this is Thea's question, so she is probably the one she couldn't remember. She was asking about people are reporting hearing booms, like sonic booms, all over the planet. And in maybe unusual times or when there really isn't a plane breaking the sound barrier way up high, is this something that people are experiencing, and can you address it?
Well, there is conflict in what you think of as outer space. And sometimes that conflict can impinge upon Mother Earth herself. And thus you will hear occasional booms, as it were.
And these sound like sonic booms, like when a plane breaks a sound barrier?
Yes.
Okay. It's just not that. It's something different.
It is?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Is this happening all over the planet, just in wherever this situation takes place?
It is, but it's happening more often on the East Coast of the U.S.
Really?
Than elsewhere.
Okay. Is that because the East Coast of the U.S. needs cleansing and needs some increase in vibration and thinking and feeling?
That's because the roots of many conflicts are there.
Oh, how true.
Since you ask.
Yes. Yes. The host and I just watched a movie last night. I don't remember the name of it. I apologize for that. About Washington, D.C. in 1963 times and representation of a lot of the corruption and underhanded stuff that was going on then. And that is, what, 60 years ago? Of course, it's gotten much worse, but it was a very interesting representation of a lot of truth, as I could see it, and yet a great movie.
And it is also true that Marilyn Monroe left her mark on the planet.
Yes.
For better or worse, she left her mark.
Yes. Yes, she did.
And it is too bad that she had to leave us.
Oh, absolutely. She was in many ways a breaker of the status quo.
You got that right.
And an opener to more imagination and creation and magic and questioning things.
And she could allow herself to shine at a time when not many people did.
How true. Okay. And is that not a goal for all of us, to allow ourselves to shine?
I hope so. I truly hope so.
That would be something to feed into our manifestation.
Yes, indeed.
Good. Good. Okay, someone else asked if Sanders has caved to Hillary for the moment because the family was threatened or something else, or he just wasn't strong enough to come up against the pressures placed on him.
There were politics occurring there that you could not see.
Yes, because we would not be privy to that kind of information because our controlled media wouldn't put it out.
Correct.
Okay. Has anybody put it out, like VeteransToday.com or any other?
Nobody has yet done that. It will come out.
Okay. Within the next month or two?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Do you have any comments on the two conventions that are taking place within the next few weeks or few days?
On the which?
The conventions, the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. Any comments or thoughts, things to look for, things to watch for?
Well, there should be some parties here because, you know, it's going away time.
Yes, okay. Yes.
That's my comment.
Okay. So people actually should celebrate those changes of the parties ultimately being dissolved and everything changing?
Yes. They should.
Awesome. I've been telling people that the parties are basically dead and just haven't been buried yet, both the Republican and the Democratic parties, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else about the current political situation that you could address that would be of assistance to our listeners?
Don't worry about the current politics going on because the normal elections are not going to take place. There will be elections, and they will be fair elections, and they will have honorable candidates. But it's not going to be business as usual. So look forward to change. Celebrate.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So as you said, the real election of honest ballot counting and honorable people will be in late November, maybe early December, somewhere in that time frame, as it looks right now.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And there will be help from those you call ETs.
Yay. Is that going to be open?
It will be mostly open.
Mostly open. Okay.
Yes.
Certainly some things they wouldn't reveal yet.
Right.
But it's not going to be completely behind the scenes is what you're saying.
No, it's not.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay. You mentioned to me at an earlier time that the Brexit vote was really about 80% to exit the EU, not the 51 to 49 or 50 to 49 that was announced. Is that true?
That is true. They thought that they had done enough to swing it. Almost.
Maybe they had some galactic help in not controlling as many of the machines as they should have for the result they wanted.
Perhaps.
Okay. Okay, Thea, you're back. Welcome.
This is mainly for Barbara. On Pacific time, the moon is in the east heading south, so she can go down. I love coming outside. It's always so beautiful.
Great.
Yay.
And I do have a personal question. In my first marriage, we got a divorce, and I was doing research on the internet, seeing if I could find exactly what day we got divorced on in 1976 or 77, one of those, January or December. But I saw that he had died in 2010. And I was wondering, could you tell me how he died? Was it like a heart attack, a car accident?
Dear one?
Jim.
Don't go there.
Yes.
Go there. It won't serve you.
Okay. I was just curious, and now I'm not curious anymore.
Oh, good.
Well, if it's not to serve me, there's no reason to spend the energy on it.
No reason for you to spend energy on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, that was it. And Barbara, go dance. It's beautiful outside. At least it is here. Have a good night, and thank you, Merlin.
Welcome, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea. And Barbara, if you're still on the call, Thea is in Arizona. So, and you are in Massachusetts, I believe. So, but the moon's up there for both of you and for us too. Okay, let me give numbers again, because there's people on the call that Merlin says need to call in. For Q&A, you need to call 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So we welcome you to come on and ask whatever. I will tell you, the beings have heard everything. Now, there may be personal things that you don't want on the air. We understand that. But never to hold back as far as what they are willing to address, as far as anything. Okay, anything and everything. They've heard it all. And there's no shocks. Okay? Okay, so what about the economic situation? We addressed that a little bit with the Brexit vote and the fact that they didn't control enough machines, and yet their machines are just as controlled as the ones in the U.S., or hacked is a better word, and they just didn't do quite enough, or else it was fixed. Backed by the Galactics, whatever. Whatever it was, the Brexit passed. And it's my understanding there's some fallout around the world in some other countries that other peoples are saying, oh, they did it, we can do it too. Even though they believe it was 50 to 49, it still got passed. Is this encouraging some other areas to break away also, or to address with more power to bring things back to fairness for the people instead of the elites running everything?
It is encouraging many peoples around the world to seek their independence. Including in your country, dear one, your Texans.
Oh, yes. Texas has always been on the fringe, right? And its own persona, so to speak.
Bigger than life.
Yes. Bigger physically and bigger than life, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a serious movement in Texas to withdraw from the United States.
Yes, there is.
Or make some major changes that would put Texans back in control of their own state.
Correct.
And how's the Hawaii situation coming along? Is there progress? What's happening?
There is progress in Hawaii rectifying the, shall we say, smothering of them that occurred.
Yes.
So, yes, that's coming as well.
Yes. Okay. We could use the word smothering or stealing from the Hawaiians, which...
Yes, you could.
Yeah. What about Alaska? I understand Alaska, along with Hawaii, they were never brought in a truly appropriate manner, legal manner, into the U.S. So they're like hanging out there a little bit. And it's more obvious, I think, with Hawaii than Alaska. Is Alaska in the same position?
Yes. Although it's not as clear that they will want to separate.
Okay. In other words, they might decide to stay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as the people choose and choose honestly, that's really all it takes.
Correct. Right? Correct.
Okay. Okay. That would be awesome. So maybe new flags coming at some point.
Maybe so, dear.
We need new flags anyway because the original U.S. flag or flags were very different from what we have now.
Change does happen.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Is Trump still having just a fabulous party time exposing stuff?
Absolutely. This is his time to shine.
And he knows that he'll never be president, and also that Sanders and Clinton and all will never be president either?
He knows.
He knows. Okay. He knows consciously.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. How is Putin coming along with his beautiful agenda and the counseling he's listening to? What's happening with that at the moment?
He continues to listen well and execute superbly.
Beautiful. We've gotten mixed reports about the condition of ISIS and Iraq and how much is under control of the good guys, so to speak, and how much is still, what cities are still in control of ISIS. But their money's being cut off, isn't it?
Yes. So they're not going to want to work for free. So that will change.
Absolutely. If they can't pay their soldiers, they're going to defect, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Yeah, right. Okay. How are the astrological energies affecting people right now? What's happening generally with the current astrological energies?
You sure you want me to answer that?
Well, yes, because some of it I think is easier right now, and yet I know you've said there's an increase going on at the same time.
Dear, the energies are ramping up, and the first effect from those energies ramping up is that everyone has to clear out all of the stuff that they haven't healed, that they've stuffed away, that they continue to hurt themselves with. All of that they have to drag up, look at it, heal it, let it go, if they want to move forward. If they want to continue to play on another planet, okay, no problem. But if you want to move forward, if you want to ascend with the planet, you're going to have to heal that stuff. And you don't have a lot of time to do it in. So it's going to be intense. And it is intense. Does that answer your question, dear?
Yes. Because the host and I are having experiences of watching people around us really, it looks to us like demonstrate this. We're watching some step up and meet their challenges, take on a new intention, a new attitude, a new action of some kind that's going to benefit them. And we're watching others back away from opportunities to grow. Is what we're seeing pretty accurate? And you know the people involved that we're thinking of.
Yes, it is very accurate. And there is, from my side, no judgment on anyone what they choose. Everybody will come home eventually. It's just a matter of how long do they want to play. And that's okay.
Yes. Yes, there's no judgment. And by play, for some people on the planet, it doesn't feel like play. It feels like work or awful circumstances or whatever. But the opportunity is still open to them, is it not, to step up?
Everybody on the planet creates the world that they experience. And they create it so they can have the experiences that will give them the opportunity to grow. Because that's why you came. You came to serve and you came to grow.
Right. And they go together. The
certainly.
Serving and the growing.
Yes.
Okay. What's the current situation with Monsanto and the GMO situation? Are they still pretty much losing around the world in general, even though some things here in the U.S. have not totally addressed that appropriately?
This is one of the prongs in the negative forces attacking the general population so as to decrease it. And it, along with the other prongs, are failing. So that will be going away. Not as soon as some of you would like, but it is going away.
Okay. Good. On June 15th, the Ninth Circuit Court, three of those judges met in Honolulu to consider the GMO moratorium that the people passed a couple of years ago, and the courts have denied, the council has denied. Can you tell me the status? Has there been a decision? Are they still considering? What's going on with that particular situation?
The potato is being passed around and tossed high in the air because it's very hot. Nobody wants to really address that one. So they're delaying as much as they can, dear. You know that.
Right. So the three judges are sitting on everything, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did they announce a date, or they just would get, they would make an announcement when they got good and ready, basically?
They have the liberty of announcing later, shall we say.
Okay. Without having given a date, a deadline.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Are they leaning positive or leaning negative or just trying to avoid the whole issue?
They would like to avoid the whole thing. You know that.
Of course, and go hide.
Everybody who has a brain knows that.
And go hide in the sand somewhere and pretend it doesn't exist, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Are the Chinese playing the vital role in the global financial changes that have been reported? Some people have discounted that, but again, I think that's probably disinformation or misinformation. Are the Chinese intimately involved in the positive changes?
They are indeed, and they are smart enough not to want to control the entire globe, even though they could.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they're really more into success of the planet and people than the imperialistic control that the U.S. corporation is operated by, right?
Yes.
Okay, that is good.
I agree.
Absolutely. And the gold-backed assets, all that's real.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, okay, good. I certainly was convinced that is good, but it's nice to hear you say yes.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. Let's see. What else can you share with particularly any listener that maybe should have called in and didn't? And I know there's no shoulds. It's a choice. Or anything that would help the listeners who are on the call that we have not covered?
You owe it to yourself, dear ones, to step up. You owe it to yourself more than anyone else to step up. I urge you to consider doing that.
So when you say step up, my sense of that is when information is presented that's maybe new, or an opportunity is presented that's maybe new, that people consider it seriously and not stay stuck in old attitudes and approaches?
Yes, and when you have the information that the population needs about what is going on, give it. Don't hold it.
And that comes back to serving.
It does indeed.
Okay. Okay, and sometimes this takes courage on people's part, and sometimes they step up, and sometimes they run away at that moment, right?
But fortunately, more people are stepping up, and I'm encouraging even more of you to do that. Please.
Yes. Yes. So very good. And I love when the host and I are sitting with someone talking about something, a proposed plan or an idea or whatever, and to watch their eyes light up and say, oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, that's scary, but woo, let's go for it. That is so thrilling.
It is, isn't it?
And new ways of looking at things and new ways of admitting where they have maybe not done the highest good in the past, but they have an opportunity now.
You know, it really doesn't matter what you did in the past. What matters is what you choose to do right now.
Yes. Yes.
That's what matters.
Exactly. Merlin, thank you so very much for your gift of being here today and all the help you've provided. We're very, very grateful. You know I'm especially grateful, and I love you.
You're entirely welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.